I'm going to give us just a brief devotional from God's Word. This is from Titus chapter 2, verses 11 through 14. Titus 2, 11 through 14. And if you want to turn there, it's a little bit longer section than what I usually read. It says, starting at verse 11, "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works." Now, there's a lot of wonderful teaching in that passage. When you ask a child, when you were asked as a child, how can you get to heaven? How can you be saved? What happens when you ask a child that, when you were asked that? Invariably, they give the wrong answer. When you ask a child, how can you get to heaven? How can you be saved? Boys and girls, if I were to ask you, how can you be right with God? What would you say? Would you say, obey God? Would you say, be good? If you were to say that, you would give the answer that almost every child gives, because that's what's natural in how we think. But it's the wrong answer. But let me tell you the right answer, because this is not about just telling you got the wrong answer. The problem with that answer is you can't do that. You can't be good enough. You can't obey enough. The gospel tells us this: Jesus was punished for me. Jesus obeyed for me. That's it. Jesus was punished for me. Jesus obeyed for me. That's the answer. And so all we do is I confess. I believe that. That's how you can be right with God. And if you think, well, what do I do? What do I do? That's grace. That's grace. But the passage says that grace came to make us obedient. You can't get grace by being obedient, but when you get grace, it makes you obedient. Isn't that what it says? It says, the grace of God that brings salvation, the grace that brings salvation, it teaches us to live soberly, righteously, and godly. It says, Jesus Christ redeems us from every lawless deed and purifies for himself his own special people, zealous for every good work. Because Jesus Christ saved you, you become zealous to obey. You become zealous for every good work to live godly. And so, receive grace. Receive grace, and it will make you want to put off your sin and to put on righteousness. Jesus obeyed, and so now you want to obey. And he is coming.